The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a gorgeous Saturday morning. The sky is blue, there's puffy white clouds, and it's a happy, happy Saturday.
Well, you sure don't sound it. Get your act together, woman, and let's try that again. I know what it is. You only had one cup of coffee. You're looking at me. Come on, give it again.
I'm not giving it again.
You're not a giving it again? You only did have one cup of coffee today. I know what it is because you let me drive today instead of you driving with the top down. That's what it is. You know, we're going to start out with something fun today. You know what it is? You know, a few weeks ago we started this thing about what's special about today. You know what it is today? It's Fly a Kite Day. It's also Global Wind Day. And here's a fun one, Justice for Janitors Day. Any janitors in the listening audience? Justice for janitors. Also, it's Magna Carta Day, the anniversary of the signing of the Magna Carta. It's National Smile Power Day. Alan, you got a big smile for us today? He's looking at me like, what? National Smile Power Day.
I'm talking to one of my fellow coworkers, paying attention to him.
All right, then.
What day is it?
National Smile Power Day.
He can hang with that.
All right. How about National Electricity Day? And if you like lobster, it's National Lobster Day, as well as National American Citizenship Day.
I love that.
Now, here's a really important one. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
To be nice to you because you turned 65 this week.
I did turn 65 this week, but I feel great.
And you are my elder.
That's right.
So I have to be kind.
And not abuse me. That's right. Mm. That's right.
Interesting.
No physical abuse, no mental abuse, no kind of abuse at all. Okay. It's also Nature Photography Day, World Juggling Day, and Worldwide Day of Giving. How about that?
That's a nice one.
But the one that I really want to talk about, which is happy, is that it is Father's Day weekend. And I want all of you to think about that. Now, every single one of us have or had a father. And whether we're close to that father or not doesn't matter. I am very close to my dad. He's 93 years old. He lives in Richmond, Virginia, enjoying a great life, having pretty good health. Of course, he doesn't drive anymore. But I'd like all of you to think about...
Yeah, but he has all of his mental faculties.
He does. He's doing great. He's doing great. I talk to him at least every other day. He tells me about what's going on. Not a whole lot goes on in his life because he doesn't get out and do as many things as he needs to. Wants to. But we just talk about just stuff. I tell him what's going on in my life and his great-grandchild's life. But I'd like to suggest that not only do you just pick up the phone and if you have an opportunity to see your dad, but make it special in a sort of different kind of way and relate it back to him. Or if you're the dad and your child talks to you, tell them about a specific time in your life when it was really, really special. Whether it was a time when you went on a camping trip together, or the first time that you went fishing together, or the first time that you went on a driving lesson together and you made each other laugh or cry, whatever that was. Whatever it was, whether it was the father-daughter dance. Angela, can you think of a couple of others that maybe were special for you and your dad?
Camping.
Camping. You went camping with your dad. You and your dad went fishing a lot together when you were young, didn't you?
Well, I had the blessing of having two dads. So my first dad, we used to go fishing all the time, yes.
So,
and my second dad, we used to go camping. And both of my dads are gone. So, you know, for some people out there, Howard, Father's Day's, you know, bittersweet.
It is. It is. But you can take a time to think about those better times and just make it a wonderful time by, if you do have an opportunity to talk to your dad, or if you're the dad, talk to your child about what made the life with your child extra special.
So, well, you know what happened for you this week is that your daughter bought you a book for Father's Day that you used to read to her when she was a little girl, and she wants you to read it to your granddaughter now.
Yes.
That was really sweet.
That was really sweet. So I invite all of you to do that. Now, how about this past week? We had a great week. We had some needed rain. Yes, now it washed out a couple of showings, but that's okay, because what you're saying, Angela, if it looks good in the rain,
you're going to love it in the sunshine.
You're going to love it in the sunshine. So, you know,
I want to give a shout out to Tom and Rochelle.
Yes.
Who are just the sweetest couple. And they're, you know, we're senior real estate specialists, and they are seniors. And there's some extra little nuances that happen when you're helping a senior to move. And they move to be closer to their children to help out with their grandchildren. And so they're super happy, and they had a great experience. And so I just want to give a shout out to Tom and Rochelle.
Yeah, they got to sell a house, and they got to buy a new house. You know, we call ourselves the problem-solving realtors. We come to you every week. We're 7.5 years doing this on the radio, and it's meant to be a question and answer show. So we invite all of you to call in. What's the phone number, Angela?
Talk to me. You have to call 222-TALK, 82. Oh, no. I'm losing my mind. 904 is what I meant to say. 904. Okay. 222-8255. Sorry.
You know, we had an opportunity of solving some problems this week with some of the closings. Oh, my gosh. Things happen. If there wasn't an experienced realtor, oh, my. We had a delay in a closing caused by some crazy events. We had a stager, not caused by their problem, but staging that the owner forgot to have the staging picked up. And also forgot to get it paid for, that we had to get resolved that morning. Can you imagine the morning of closing? And there was a walkthrough, and oh my gosh, the staging furniture is still there. We had a back-to-back closing where the seller was a mail away, and it got mailed back too late. So the follow-up closing had a delay. We had a pre-inspection on new construction that the fixtures weren't all done, but our Angela, our amazing Angela, what did she do? She took pictures of all the little things that weren't done. See, usually they put up little stickers of blue tape and say, that's where the little things need to be fixed. And the guy for the builder said, oh, you don't need to take pictures. We know where to fix the things because the blue tape is there. And Angela said, what, Angela?
But it will be gone when we come back.
The tape will be gone.
And we won't remember. So I took pictures of everywhere.
And
everywhere
sure there was enough, blue tape. Sure enough, some of those things weren't fixed. So none of these things could have been fixed without an experienced realtor and a great title company who got some of these things fixed for us. So great job, Angela.
And shout out to Watson Title, Tammy.
Yeah. Hey, we got a contest today. According to a recent survey, what's the number one most important neighborhood amenity that people want? The number one most important amenity. Now, this is a countrywide survey. So call us with your guess. Answer
so in a neighborhood amenity doesn't mean like right in your subdivision.
Yeah, it's
it means in your part of town.
Yeah, it could be in your part of town, whatever. But neighborhood amenity. All right, so give us a call, 222-8255. We got lots of interesting things to talk about today. Great stuff. If you want to tell an interesting story about your father, you can call in about that too. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. Blue skies and white clouds are all I'm looking at, Howard.
Yeah, no rain today.
It's going to be nice, mid-80s.
You know what I noticed? That the grass has just gotten green in the last few days.
Well, it's been raining.
Yeah, the pool got filled up. I don't have to add water to the pool. It was like evaporating. It seemed like every day the pool was a little lower.
Sounds like a first world problem to me.
A first world problem. I like that. Hey, speaking of color, you know what came out this week?
No. What came out?
Yeah, well, this is big news. You know,
Color of the year?
The color of the year. PPG, which is a paint company, company and color forecaster, says that we'll be seeing some blue next year in home decor. And the name of the color? Now, I don't get this. I don't get how the name of a color has any semblance of connectivity to what it really is. The name of the color is Chinese porcelain. Now, what does that connotate in your head?
To me, it connotates the old antiques that are Chinese, that are blue and white porcelain dishes and pots and things like that. Is that the color?
So it does connotate to you blue. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I didn't get the connection. I guess must be when, you know, you're a senior citizen like me, that you know, you just forget about those old Chinese, China porcelain.
I figured you were from that generation, really.
Well, they say it's a blend of cobalt blue, whatever that is, mixed with muted navy.
Yep, that's it.
So that's
how
what
did
they,
you not know that?
Well, excuse me. I just didn't
You need
know
to get
that.
It together. Here's the other thing. After 20 years of being in real estate, I will tell you that blue is not everybody's favorite color. And it does, it's sometimes hard to sell in a house if you use too much. I mean, we've had people put blue carpet in, and then people come in and go, oh, that's awful.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's supposedly the choice for 2020.
I don't think it'll be a choice here except as an accent color.
Well, they talked about it being somewhat of an accent color, not necessarily that you're going to paint the whole house blue.
Yeah, it's bold.
All right. You know what else has happened? Oh, my gosh. The prediction by so many people. All the pundits, not pundits, all the people predicted interest rates were going to go up in 2017. They did. The predictors say that interest rates were going to go up in 2018. They did. 2019, they didn't. In fact, interest rates have come down dramatically. They are at now a two-year low. 2 years. What'd they do this past week, Angela?
Well, Howard, here's what happened. The 30-year rate was kind of the same as it was last week. So it's 3.82%. This time last year, it was 4.62%. The 15-year rate fell 0.02 of a point to 3.26%. This time last year, it was 4.07. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate fell also to 3.71%. So now is the time to buy, people. If you're sitting on the fence, get off the fence. These rates are awesome. They're really awesome.
I don't know that they can ever get lower than that. It's just amazing.
Makes me want to go buy something.
Another one?
Why not?
Aren't you comfortable where we live now?
No.
No.
I'm always looking for something else.
That's right. You want that oceanfront condo.
It's the problem with the business, being in the business. You're constantly enticed by things you like.
You want to see God's view every day. I know.
Eventually, I will get there.
Well, yes. Not when you die. I want you to stay alive a long time.
Either way, I'm going to get there, whether I make it to the ocean view or the heaven gates.
All right.
Let's talk about what happened this past week for homes and condominiums.
Okay.
737 offers got accepted. 791 new homes came on the market. 162 of the 791, well, they're already under contract. That's more than 20%. And 32 of which went under contract on the very first day. And 598 of you closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a couple of those closings this week. Yes, a couple of those were our customers.
Three of them. Yep.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so talk about the survey again. What's the number one most important neighborhood amenity that people are looking for? So when I interview people and I say, what is it you want? What's important to you to be near your home?
Yes.
So it's not necessarily in the subdivision. It's in the neighborhood. Neighborhood being a larger section, like it's Mandarin or it's...
It could be in the neighborhood or it may not be.
Either way.
All right. Okay. You know, in the few times in the past, we've done a contest that's not a contest. We've done a segment called For Sale by Owner. Oh, no. What do I do now? Wish I had a realtor. Well, we recently met with a customer that was doing their sale as a for sale by owner. Now, they didn't just put a sign in the yard. They actually paid a company to advertise their home for them. They paid to have their home listed in Zillow and Trulia and other places, and were also told that it would be in the local MLS, meaning multiple listing service. Well, after being listed in these places, not a single phone call. Well, we did a little research for them. What'd we determine? It was never put into our local multiple listing service. Now, we know that over 85% of buyers have realtors helping them. So what do realtors do? You know, realtors meet with prospective buyers and they say, what are you looking for? Right, Angela?
Absolutely.
So what do we do? We spend time with them. And what do we do after that?
We put a search into the multiple listing service to find homes, and that's where we're looking. So we're not looking at the for sale by owner site that is on Zillow or Realtor.com or ForSaleByOwner.com.
Where very few homes are shown.
That's not where we're going first. We're starting in the MLS, and you should hope your home is listed there, even if you're for sale by owner. And even if you were promised that it would be listed there, it wasn't in this case.
It wasn't. So 85% of the buyers out there that are shopping with their realtor and looking at homes of the 10,000 in the local metropolitan area that are for sale, these people were not, their home was not shown. So if you're a seller and you want more prospective buyers to see your home, what do? Get it listed with a realtor who's going to list it properly. And Angela, will you be happy to help them?
Absolutely. Love my buyers. That's so much fun.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for a long, long time. You know, I don't think we tell people this. We do it face-to-face, but we've never told people on the air.
Wait.
We're in the top 3% of not just Watson realtors, but of all realtors in the metropolitan area.
Indeed.
We work hard. We do it every day. We're doing it today on the show. We're doing it after the show. We do it tomorrow. That's why we hold open houses on Saturday, on Sunday, all sorts of days. We're not doing any tomorrow because it's Father's Day. We want you to spend time with your dad. And we got a neat house to talk about that we're listing today. Oh, my gosh. If you want a deal on a house, you've got to hear about this. We're going to tell you more about it at the end of the show, but it's 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and the bedrooms are in 4 different places in the house. So if you want separation from your kids, or if you want a multi-generational house, oh my gosh, this is it. Because not only does the master have its own bathroom, but another bedroom has its own bathroom. And it's unbelievably priced. And it's a newer home. So you're going to have to stay with us and hear about it at the end of the show. Anyway, that's the For Sale by Owner show. We've got a landlord and tenant tip for you also. Should you hire a property management company to handle your rental? Angela, you have a rental property. You have a couple of them. What do you think? Do you have a rental company to handle that for you, or do you do it
not.
Yourself?
I do it myself. I want to be involved, and I want to know what people are saying and doing and thinking. I also don't want to pay someone a fee to collect the rent. I collect the rent myself. I think it's a great point of contact to make sure everything's okay with the house and to, you know, kind of check on things and stay in touch with my customers. And I really like them knowing how much I care about them because they're in my home and I want them to have a great experience. And when you take care of people, then they take care of you. And so I have customers who are tenants who pay on time.
And you
and when something happens in the house, they let me know immediately so nothing gets out of control.
And you have access to electricians and plumbers and roofers to take care of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People we trust. People we know that we've used a lot.
And I feel the exact same way. I have a few rentals myself that I got before we were married. And I handle those things myself. But there are rental companies that do all of those things for you, from screening tenants to evict them and send them 3-day notice letters and all of those things. I had to send a 3-day notice letter this week. I'll tell you what happened with that. I'll tell you what happened right after the break. We need people to call in with a guest to the show. What is the number one entity, or not entity, what is the number one thing that people are looking, amenity, that people are looking for around or inside their neighborhood? Call in with your guests at 222-8255. We got lots more interesting things. When is a fence just too big? What does that mean? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk radio.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A nation of terror, that's what President Trump is calling Iran after evidence that it bombed tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Calling into Fox and Friends, the president said of the attacks on Thursday, quote, Iran did do it, despite the fact that Iran says it didn't. He cites video purporting to show an Iranian boat removing what the U.S. says is an unexploded mine from one of the vessels. Iran has denied any role in the attacks. More than 100 rallies scheduled around the country today under the banner of hashtag Impeach Trump Day of Action. Critics say some Democrats are simply using the impeachment theme to try and reverse the results of the 2016 presidential election. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones industrial average down 17 points at 26,089. The NASDAQ lost 40. Oil prices up 23 cents a barrel. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores, if the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m., Planetarium Night Live presents The Moon in Half a Century at the Museum of Science and History. Saturday, June 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, June 22nd at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the New York Streets at ViStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
lose.
Get
a two-pack of my pillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
It'll be partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers through Monday. Daytime highs near 90, nighttime lows about 75. And then partly sunny days, partly cloudy nights Tuesday through the rest of the week with up to about a 70% chance of showers by midweek and a high near 90, overnight lows near 75.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us during our station break. We are so happy to be here today.
Yeah,
we have a caller on.
Well, we do, but I want to remind everybody what the contest is, because some people may want to think about it and give us a call in. According to a recent survey, what's the number one most important neighborhood area amenity that people want? And we do have a caller. We've got Connie on the line. Good morning, Connie.
Hey, this is Connie.
I recognize your voice.
I wondered if you would.
Yes, I do. You have multiple things you can talk to us about.
I wanted to take a guess, and the guess was a grocery store.
That is it.
You got it right immediately.
All right,
you are
Connie.
So smart.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, is there anything you'd like to tell us about while you're on?
Sure, and okay. What I was going to say is that's why they call me the smart cookie.
You are a smart cookie, that's for sure.
Is your new house ready, Connie?
No, we're still living in the garage apartment, probably for maybe 2 more weeks. I'm over at my sister's right now, though, helping her move some stuff over.
Oh,
papers
nice.
Go in. Papers go in this week and landscape next week. So
close.
I want to tell everybody a little bit about you because we want to have you on the show one day to talk about gardening because you are what's called a master gardener. Tell everybody what a master gardener is.
In the state of Florida, in affiliation with the University of Florida, they have training that they provide to just residents, local citizens in the community, and they are volunteers that help the community with their gardening questions, gardening designs. And so we work with the University of Florida and the Extension offices. I actually work with the Clay County Extension Office. And yes, Angela, I have something I want to say.
Yes, please do. Please do.
We have a day of training coming up, July the 12th. And you can go on Eventbrite, clayextension.eventbrite.com, and register for that class. And it's on Friday, July the 12th.
Say it again a little slower.
Okay.
Eventbrite.
It's an online thing where you sign up for classes. Eventbrite. Exactly. You sign up for anything.
Is that B-R-I-G-H-T or B-R-I-T-E?
It's clayextension.eventbrite.com. And you would look for the course is called From the Ground Up. So we're going to talk about, we'll have extension agents there, and they'll talk about all things related to horticulture, such as your soil, and we'll do a tour of the grounds as well. So people will have a chance to work with master gardeners and go on a tour of all the grounds around the extension office.
Wow, that'll be exciting. That's really awesome.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Connie. And we're going to send you back to Alan, our producer, to get you, to get us your
new address
so that we can send you a gift card to Publix to get you some groceries.
Or anywhere you want. What you want.
Howard, I have one more thing, and then I'll go.
Yes.
Don's flying this morning, and he thought about you, but he knew you'd be working.
Oh, please tell Don anytime, grab Howard, because, you know, we'll make it happen, except Saturday mornings, but any other time, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much for calling in. Glad you're listening, Connie.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you both. Bye-bye.
He's so awesome. We had the privilege and the honor of selling their home recently, and just awesome people. You know, that's what I love about this business the most, Howard. It has nothing to do with making a living. It has to do with all of the great people that we meet from all walks of life, live in all different homes and different price points. Doesn't matter. We have met some of the finest individuals in our community, and we are better off because of it.
Absolutely. And some of you listeners may remember the discussion about their particular home because they had the most beautiful backyard
that we've ever listed.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was, and we described it as an oasis in the backyard. Gorgeous,
yes.
Gorgeous view. Had their own pathway in the back. It was just absolutely amazing.
It was absolutely spectacular. And that's what you can create with a master gardener. So, what happens is, as I understand it, because I haven't had her come out yet, but I want to have her come to my home, is that a master gardener will come out to your house. They do not charge for this service because they need a certain number of hours to maintain their status as master gardener. And they don't charge for it. So they come out and they do it. And then you hire someone to do the work that they plan.
Oh, they want you to get your hands dirty too.
Yeah, that's probably not happening.
The homeowner has to get...
So you see my nails? That's probably not happening.
You just put gloves on.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
She's delightful. And when she made the joke about smart cookie, she's one of the smartest women I've ever met.
Yes. She started a business from scratch and did very, very well. And her husband did too. So.
And they were previous Navy.
Both of them, Navy. Yes. Commander.
Mm-hmm.
Both commanders.
Yeah.
Well, she was a commander and he was a lieutenant commander.
Uh-huh.
So she outranks him, just like in our house. Outrank me, right?
Yes. Not that that does any good, but yes,
oh,
I do outrank
my,
you.
Oh, my, That's right. Hey, when is a fence just too big?
I don't know. They say fences make great neighbors.
Well, this is an interesting one. There was a group of homeowners in South New Mexico in an area that borders the country of Mexico. Well, they decided to build a fence. Well, it was actually a wall. Well, it was actually the higher than the normal standard wall that sometimes, you know, you build a 6-foot wall between houses or neighbors that sometimes you see at the beach. Anyway, they applied for a permit, got an approval for the permit, and then they started something unusual to build this little wall. They started a GoFundMe account because it was going to be a kind of a big wall because they lived on this group of people that had big pieces of land because they wanted to build this wall reminiscent of Trump because it separated their land from Mexico.
Aha.
They wanted to build their own. They started a GoFundMe account, and they raised a few dollars.
How many?
$20 million.
They raised $20 million, and so guess what? I say America is speaking.
Yes, $20 million in a GoFundMe account, mostly from people in the county where this town was located, and they proceeded to start to build the wall to protect the citizens there, because apparently so many people were crossing the border in this particular area of New Mexico. Well, they got stopped. They got stopped by the town because the town said, wait a minute, we think you didn't really apply for the right permit. So
there is a right permit for that? I mean, come on, really?
So they're rescinding the permit. I don't know if this is politically motivated or not.
Yes.
But they're rescinding the permit.
Yes.
And now the association of folks is like fighting the permit and trying to get to use that $20 million to finish the wall.
I'm going to guess some of the money is headed to a lawyer's office.
They have hired a lawyer to get involved so that they can build that wall with the $20 million.
Mm.
GoFundMe. Go, folks. Make it happen. How about that?
You said you were going to talk about rentals.
Oh, yeah. How about that? We have tenants. Sometimes they don't pay. And sometimes they come up with excuses. And sometimes they say they're going to pay in 2 or 3 days, and then they don't. And sometimes they don't answer the phone. Stop answering the phone. And sometimes they don't answer their emails, or their emails say they're going to do something. Well, how you get people to act is you take action. And one of the things that I did to take action is I put a 3-day notice on their door. And I still called them the next day, and the next day they didn't answer. So after the 3 days, I was going to start the legal process to get them evicted. Well, lo and behold, on the 3rd day, there was money in the mailbox.
Lo and behold.
It gets action. If you need help on how to do this, you can go to the Florida Landlord, Florida Landlord. FLA.
Landlord.com.
Yes, for more information. Or if you just want some advice, I'd be happy to help you. I don't give legal advice because I am not an attorney. But if you just have a few questions, I'd be happy to help you. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about New York City. has a interesting new record that occurred this past week. I got to tell you about that. It's a really interesting one. Stay with us.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit thebuildinginspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
You know, I know that we don't live in New York City, but sometimes people go for a visit. And I'm glad that we don't live there because the prices are a little bit higher. It costs a lot to do anything. I mean, you go for a cup of coffee, it can cost you a few bucks. Well, got something to tell you guys. Angela, in real estate, what do you think of when you hear the phrase double wide?
A mobile home,
that's right. Well, okay. A mobile home. What about if I said double wide in New York City?
I'd have to say no double wide mobile homes in New York City. Unless it was a construction trailer, maybe, on a building site?
Well, that's a good idea. Well, there probably was a construction trailer somewhere around, but this was a double-wide townhouse. Now, originally, it was two separate trailers. Two separate structures built in the late 1800s that were recently put together and then added to. and renovated a bit.
Okay.
Well, renovated a lot.
Okay.
To the tune of, now, townhouses here are like two stories, right? Townhouses in New York City sometimes are five stories. They're pretty big. Well, when these two were put together and added to, the total square footage, 30,000 square feet.
Who needs 30,000 square feet? That's too much.
Well, nobody does, but that's what they were. It resulted in the highest price ever sold for a residential property in New York City.
How much?
$80 million.
I have to say that surprises me a little bit. I would think there would be higher priced properties in New York City.
Highest price ever sold.
Now, sure, it's not the highest priced townhome.
Well, this was the report of the article. Now, that unit previously sold for $49 million back in 2008. Nice profit.
Yeah.
Nice place.
But what did it cost to renovate? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know.
But well, it makes you wonder if it was a nice profit. If you did all that work, that might have eaten up the extra $30 million.
I don't know. But one of the things that they put in was a pool.
Inside the townhouse?
They didn't get into detail. It was a private sale, so it never went into any multiple listing service.
Oh, so there's no photos or anything? Never saw any
photos. A private sale. No realtor commission was paid on it.
Think about how much money you have for $80 million to be the price you want to pay for your home. You'd have to have a lot of money.
Jeff Bezos recently bought a high-rise apartment in New York City. He bought the penthouse, and then he arranged to buy the floor below it and the floor below it and is putting them together and spent many, many millions of dollars to do that.
He's got it. He's worth it.
How
about nobody
that?
Did a credit check on him.
Hey, I entitled this next story, What Goes Around Sometimes Comes Back. Do you remember the old Sears catalog? Are you old enough to remember that, Miss Angela?
I've heard stories and rumors about it.
You've heard stories. Some of our listeners have.
Yes, of course. I remember the Sears catalog. Yes.
Okay. Well, Sears sold so many different things. And I remember because I am old enough. And Alan remembers because he's old enough. It used to be so much fun to get that new catalog. It was like 2 inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
You got it in the mail and you looked through it. They sold so many different things. They sold clothes. They sold TVs. They sold radios, transistor radios, the newest in transistor radios and tabletop radios. And they sold tools and automotive equipment and furniture and lawnmowers and rakes and wheelbarrows and mattresses and hi-fis. They didn't call them stereos then. Stereos came a little later. And they sold toys and games and refrigerators and washers. Well, they sound, you know what? They sound just like what Amazon does.
Yes.
Amazon sells all that stuff.
Yes.
Now, wait. You know what they even sold? They sold kits of houses.
Alan, do you remember that?
Do you remember that they sold kits of houses?
I do.
They did. They sold kits of houses. Guess what?
What?
Amazon is now doing the same thing.
Oh, so they're in the real estate business.
How about that?
Tell us more.
Well, that's right. With small houses.
Well, I'll tell you more.
Well, you tell me more. Tell everybody what's more they're doing.
All right. No, seriously, they are selling small houses. You know, small houses are now a popular niche for a portion of the population. And Amazon is selling the kit houses, cabin houses, and container houses, ranging from $5,000 to $65,000. So the square footage can be 172 square feet and up, and some include, ready, free shipping. Free shipping.
I wonder if you have to be a Prime member for that.
I'm thinking a Prime member. I know I get free shipping with Amazon. So here's the only downside, people. The land and the building permits, not included. So you're still going to need a real estate agent to go find some good land for you to put your kit house on. So, you know what?
What?
Gotta hope the instructions are in English.
Yeah.
If you speak English. Or it might be in 20 different languages like so many things are today.
I don't know. I still can't. I can't picture somebody living permanently in 172 square feet. But people do it, and there's a TV program about it. But you know what I think it might be good for? And you have to make sure that where you are living allows this to occur. This is really important. Some people want to put a little house in their backyard for when guests come, mm-hmm. or they want to put their in-laws in the back.
Airbnb.
Yeah. But you have to make sure that your property is permitted for a second family.
Yes.
Now, if you don't put, here's a way to get around that. And again, I'm not giving legal advice. If you don't put a stove in there, then it is not a second home. So you can buy one of these little things, don't put a stove in there, and then it's just essentially like a room with a toilet.
Like a she shed.
Like a she shed.
Or a man cave.
Or a man cave.
It can still have a microwave.
Yeah, you still have to arrange for plumbing to be attached somehow to the home and electricity to be attached to it.
That's easy.
Yeah.
But that is easy. But here I have
questions of the county before you buy one of these things to put on your own property.
Yes, make sure you
can
really do it.
And there are setback requirements. You can't put it within a certain number of feet of the property next door to you or behind you or even right next to your property. It has to be set back a certain number of feet.
I recently heard that the percentage of items that gets returned that are purchased online is 30%. So you think they're going to send houses back if they don't like them?
I don't know. I bet you can't put it back if you've already built it.
Probably.
Oh, are we having fun? Do you know what time it is? Hey, the first one I want to talk about is something that is not on the market yet. But
coming
it
on
will
the market
come
today.
On today. Later on today, we are going to talk about this. This is a deal. Now, if you wanted to buy this house in Mandarin, it would be so much more money. But there is an advantage of buying out a little bit further out. This one is in Middleburg. It's just under 3,000 square feet. It's in a community called Two Creeks, and it's a fairly new house. It's only built. It's less than 10 years old. It's on a street called Sand Hill Crane. It's for a big family or a multi-generational family because it's got five bedrooms in four different places in the house, four full bathrooms, a screen lanai, three-car garage, big kitchen island, high ceilings, two convection ovens, Samsung appliances, two air conditioning systems, many, many built-ins, a huge master closet. One of the second bedrooms has its own bath. This is a true multi-generational tub. It even has a hot tub, a corner lot, lots of amenities. This is only $102 a square foot. Oh, my God. If this was in Mandarin, it would be like $140, $145 a square foot. It's only $302,900. Oh, my gosh. You got to call us about this. This house is amazing. It is gorgeous. And it's got a three-car garage.
It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, and it's got good juju because she's a great cook.
Van Weezer here. Stand by.